The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
To the surprise of exactly zero people, China has cracked the shits over our nuclear submarine deal with the US and the UK. If you're struggling to understand why Beijing is so angry about this, let me use my mate Mike as an analogy. So Mike was one of the lucky few Perth punters yesterday to score general public tickets to the AFL Grand Final. More than 100,000 West Aussies logged onto the Ticketmaster website in the hopes of securing a seat at this once-in-a-lifetime footy experience. The vast majority missed out, but by a stroke of luck, my mate Mike was able to buy 4 tickets. Now all he has to do is figure out who to give the other 3 to. Now, I've always thought Mike was a prince among men, not to mention handsome, so handsome, and just generally a great bloke. Okay, so sucking up probably isn't going to convince him to give me a ticket, and that's fair enough, because just like the game is a once-in-a-lifetime event, Mike has a once-in-a-lifetime amount of social capital. Over the next week, he could run his own reality show that was a cross between The Bachelor and SAS Australia to determine which of his friends get a ticket, and unlike Manu, they'd all go along with it. So how does this relate to nuclear subs? Well, let's fast forward to the grand final, when Mike is sitting pretty in his seat at Optus Stadium with his 3 chosen mates. In this analogy, Mike is Joe Biden, and the GF tickets are America's highly prized nuclear sub-technology, which has given the US a massive strategic advantage. Now, his mates at the footy are Australia, who are so grateful to him for the tickets, they'll make sure he doesn't buy a beer all game. Mike, you want another single fin? Consider it done. What about a pie? I'll grab you one of those too. You just sit and enjoy the game, buddy. We'll get it for you. Now, you're kidding yourself if you don't think it'll be exactly the same with America and these subs, except instead of standing in a queue for a frothy, returning the favour to the US will involve little jaunts to the South China Sea. And Beijing knows it, not least because they've seen it firsthand with their Belt and Road Initiative. That program is basically a multi-trillion dollar guilt trip that has 50 developing countries in China's debt. So they know a thing or two about superpowers calling in favours from lesser nations. Of course, maybe things won't turn out like this, and President Biden will prove to be like Mike, a top bloke who doesn't hold things over his mates.